Some farmers in southern Mozambique on a hot day take a break from work in the cabbage fields to chat about agriculture with a U.S. ambassador. Gaddy Vasquez tells them he's on familiar terrain.
My parents planted and my parents harvested.
Vasquez is the U.S. government's representative to the relief agencies that are assisting these farmers. Even though he works alongside world leaders, the 54-year-old understands these farmers' daily struggle. He lived it with his parents.
I could not afford daycare, so I had to sit in the fields and play in the fields while they work. So every time that I have an opportunity to visit projects like those that I just saw in the field, it takes me back to my childhood.
He grew up in California during the years of the guest worker program with Mexico. His parents and other field workers were paid by the crate or bushel, and sometimes not at all. But that didn't prepare him for what he saw in his travels as ambassador.
This has been a life-changing and transforming experience for me. I am a son, a descendant of migrant farm workers. I have sampled, I have lived poverty. But the poverty and the suffering that I have seen in certain parts of the world far exceeds anything I ever had to endure.
Vasquez met 12-year-old mothers in Colombia. He witnessed the devastation of the Bangladesh cyclone and the recovery efforts led by UN agencies. Many UN member states have ambassadors who work with relief agencies, but Vasquez is the rare ambassador who goes to where the aid is being given.
There is no substitute, in my view, for traveling to these countries, holding these babies, looking into the eyes of these people, sensing their pain and their hurt, and knowing that you just might be able to make a difference.
During his 3 years as U.S. ambassador, Vasquez traveled to 10 countries. He wanted to put global poverty in the headlines and check up on the relief agencies.
This was actually very helpful to me.
Josette Sheeran is the executive director of the World Food Program, the world's largest humanitarian organization. The United States donates more money to it than any other country, and Vasquez wanted to make sure it was well spent. Sheeran says she appreciated his feedback and recognition of those working in the field.
It's very rare that someone comes and says to our staff, thank you. Thank you for being separated from your family. Thank you for taking these risks. Thank you for being there. We would hear back from our staff that, you know, for many of them, it was the first time.
It's true to the nature of the former Southern California police officer who used to visit schools, but he's had to learn some lessons, too. While heading the Orange County Board of Supervisors, the county went bankrupt. The county treasurer pleaded guilty to 6 felony counts of fraud, and Vasquez's career suffered.
The public trust is very, very, very important, and when an official violates or fails that public trust, it can have some very serious consequences.
In 2002, Vasquez was appointed director of the Peace Corps. Ron Campbell, who served in the Solomon Islands, says alumni loudly protested and tried to block his selection.
Someone who was perceived as not having, the right background and skills to be the director of the Peace Corps, and yet it's amazing how much he accomplished.
Campbell directed the Peace Corps Office of AIDS Relief when Vasquez was at the helm.
It wasn't about Gaddy Vasquez. It was about the Peace Corps volunteers. It was about making a difference in the many countries that the Peace Corps serves.
Vasquez visited 56 countries as Peace Corps director. Early on, the Corps' first Hispanic American director noticed that something was amiss.
Well, I firmly believe the Peace Corps is the face of America. And at the time that I arrived as director of the Peace Corps, I did not feel that it was reflective of the face of America.
This was confirmed in Morocco. Outside a mosque, Vasquez met a man who was surprised to hear that he was from the United States.
And he says, you don't look like an American. I said, why do you say that? And he says, because of the color of your skin and the color of your eyes and the color of your hair. And that really got me to thinking that, you know, there are places in the world where people still believe that an American is blonde, blue-eyed, fair-skinned, but not Vasquez, Latino, with dark hair and dark eyes.
He began an ambitious recruiting drive, and minorities now make up 15% of volunteers. Vasquez created a centralized office for AIDS relief that expanded greatly the number of people helped. Yet he says the work only highlighted what still needs to be done. He recalls a visit to a children's center in Haiti where he gave a little boy a piece of candy.
He broke the candy into 3 pieces, He extracted one and ate the one, and then very meticulously wrapped the other two pieces in the plastic. And I asked the center director, I said, what is he doing? And the director pointed out to me that he was basically taking one-third of the candy for his own consumption and was saving the other two because he was going to go off and try to sell the other two to generate a little revenue for himself or his family.
That image and others like it, he says, are seared onto his brain to remind him of the urgent need to erase poverty. Another image, a black and white photograph, decades old, is also always on display in his office and home.
A three-year-old boy and his father standing in front of a small trailer that sat on a foundation of dirt with no heating and no cooling and no running water. That three-year-old was me.
Gaddy Vasquez has moved that photo to Southern California, where he recently became the executive director of the Annenberg Foundation Trust at Sunnylands. Part of its mission is promoting and studying democracy. Yet the migrant worker's son says he plans to continue speaking publicly about the need to end world hunger and the crushing poverty that he's seen and lived. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.